Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at La Costa Carlsbad Omni at the Starnet annual meeting, and I'm with Mark Bischoff, the CEO. Mark, how you doing?
Morning, Kemp. It's great to see you. Another Omni property. Weather's great. Very happy to be here with you.
You were at Amelia Island last year, and now you're on the other side of the country. Let's talk about this meeting. This is the Starnet member meeting that I think I've been to 21 times now. You were last at this location in 2017, is that right?
That's correct, 2017. But the members have a special treat this year because the golf courses are camera ready. They're going to do a televised tournament here soon, so they're in top shape.
How many people are coming this year?
So our registration was 676. We always have some fall off because grandchildren are born and people pass away and the circle of life around Starnet. So we'll probably end up with about 655 people on the ground here, which is a great turnout for our spring membership meeting, which is a celebration of our success from last year.
You know, my audience wants to know how Starnet doing. So let's start with what's your membership count?
At this point, we're around 176 shareholders, and I say that because we just went through our vetting process because the shareholders have to vote on the new board members. We're going to make that change Saturday. The members are running about 435 locations, and that changes obviously much quicker than the shareholder count.
You know, we're working on our annual report, and it looks like the commercial market did a lot better than the residential market and has actually kept the whole business from falling as much as it did in 23 versus 22. So 24 versus 23 looks like the business is only down around 4%. What's your read on how the members are doing?
The pace has slowed. There's a little bit dip in the business we anticipated and timed, but just based on surveys and things like that for the second quarter of 2025. We thought that was coming. It's probably going to come. It's not really due to current events. We track some of the momentum indexes in AIA, and we all know it was coming. We also do an internal survey, which is the backlog survey. And that started pretty slow last year because I think the members didn't really think they were going to get a lot out of it. But Steve, our CFO, Steve Jarr, just put it out again, and he's getting a lot of responses back. And what we're seeing is the backlog is starting to climb already. So we're hopeful that the balance of the year will be very good, but last year was definitely softer than the prior few years.
This is big news. So the backlog is starting to build again, so people are settling down a little bit. You know, the members come to this big meeting because this is when the checks come back. You're a co-op, and you're handing out some funds for how well you did last year. You know, without giving any specifics, are those checks about the same size, or how did they do year over year?
Even if the overall market is softer, the members can do very well by moving purchases in-network, which is what the vendors want. And members who grow with our in-network vendors will receive a dividend equal or maybe in some cases a little better than last year. So overall, the members financially did very well. We obviously want to do a better job for the vendors. And the way the members do that is to move purchases in-network. So I think the members will be very happy this year. The other twist this year is this is the first time in several years that, you know, we're not rescheduling meetings. Under the bylaws, there's a process we have to follow to distribute that dividend. So they won't know what their dividend is until Saturday morning, which is like Christmas morning for them at this point.
Are they going to be smiling?
They should be smiling, yes. We have a special way that we've set it up this year to bring back some of the magic of dividend morning.
Okay, good. Because I had heard a few years ago, you went to a electronic banknote, and they kind of knew when they got here.
Yeah, and that was a result of the rescheduling and the meetings. And the bylaws, you know, they require us to do certain things at certain times. So when we pushed the meetings back, the dividend had already been paid out. So it was anticlimactic.
Which segments are performing the best right now?
Our members continue to point to education and healthcare as strong points. Surprisingly, retail's holding up. We also see a big change in the healthcare market outside of acute care. So the ambulatory business, the medical office building, biotech, the labs, that's all very strong right now. So I think the members are very happy with the more institutional types of businesses. Corporate office is still very soft. However, we keep hearing these titans of industry saying people have to be back at work, so we're hopeful about that. We just saw the report out of Manhattan that the real estate market is pretty healthy there, and obviously that's a bellwether. So across the country, we think the top properties will remain strong, and the properties that aren't at tip-top shape. It's an opportunity for the members to refresh those and make sure that they're full of tenants.
I'm hearing the same thing. I went to a meeting about a month ago, and JLL presented, and they were talking about the office real estate in the top markets, and it's looking better for them, which is good news, because that's the biggest segment of all the segments, right?
Yeah, it's the biggest segment. Last year, when we combined the university and K-12 business, it was basically the same size as office. That's the first time I think that's happened for our membership.
Okay, what's some of the challenges that Starnet and the board are facing?
The business is changing. Obviously, the start of the co-op was small family businesses, multi-generational. We're very fortunate that two-thirds of the members in Starnet are more than 25 years old, so that's a great track record. And like myself, if you're involved in this business, you can build a career around Starnet, whether you're in a membership associate, or if you're working on the manufacturing side, or if you're a staff member. So we're bullish on Starnet. It is changing, though, like most businesses, and we've seen this in lots of other segments of the industry, whether it's restaurants or car washes. Big money is entering, and it also forces change. So the great thing about it is the members have a chance for an equity event, which many of them have worked hard to get, especially if they don't have a family member or associate that wants to take that business over. They also have the opportunity to work with their fellow Starnet members on an exit, so that works great. And so we think that these businesses are attractive right now for investment, and that's great for the members. It also encourages them to do the things they needed to do around talent and technology and data and operations to make their business attractive to an outside buyer. And that's always good, whether they keep the business in the family or it ends up passing along to an outside investor.
You're a numbers guy, Mark, and I bet you know this answer. If you look at the total membership, what you said was 176, how many are owned by the family and how many are owned by some outside investor?
Yeah, most of the shareholders are family companies. We are seeing some family companies go to a multi-branch model, so some of our veteran members like CB Flooring or Rubenstein's, many people don't know that they're multi-branch companies, and that in the past was unusual for the family companies. We're seeing that much more common event now. They're starting to scale their businesses. In addition, we have private equity ownership, so we have a couple of large groups, Lynx, ADG, which was recently acquired by Lowe's. The announcement went out. We'll see what happens with the close.
Are you going to let them stay in the co-op?
Well, that'll be up to the members, and it'll be up to the ADG folks and Lowe's, I think. I think everyone's waiting to see how that's going to turn out. They have a huge residential business, so they have considerations on that side with their affiliation. And then their commercial, the history there is with Great Floors, and that's an amazing commercial company. We'll see how it works out, but I think the membership is curious to see the end result. I'm sure we'll get to it over the next few weeks.
You know, a couple that I'm following that I like to amplify because this is the core of what Starnet is. You got DFS, just acquired a company, Palm Springs, and then you had Universal Metro, another board member, taking the Huntsville location from another member.
That's right.
And then you've got another board member, Dave Meberg, who's been expanding into Indy and Florida and I think Texas, and that's some of that's organic, so it's kind of interesting to see that, right?
Yeah, most of the growth for the membership over the last few years has been branch expansion. And there's some confusion around that because as entrepreneurs, if they want to put a branch halfway across the country, that's their right. And those are members in good standing. And those are Starnet locations once that branch is open. Bob Rota works on new membership with the staff. And we are averaging about 6 new organic members a year. We added quite a few Canadian members over the last few years, and we're happy about that. But there's always good companies that we can add, well-run, respected by members. And we're also seeing a trend where our membership, they're inviting colleagues that they compete with in the marketplace into the group. They've been very generous over the years, and we love that history that the members want others, even though they compete with them, to be in our cooperative.
All right, we're about to run out of time. Mark, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Mark Bischoff, the CEO of Starnet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.